Hey guys, thanks for listening. This podcast is just a bunch of jokes, and I've tried to find jokes that aren't too cheesy, but I guess you'll have to listen and see how well I did. My friend thinks he's smart. He told me an onion is the only food that makes you cry. So I threw a coconut at his face. For this joke, I will be playing Bob and Tate will be playing Jim. Jim, I just fell off a 30-foot ladder.
No way, man. Are you okay?
Yeah, luckily I was just on the first step. Why don't blind people skydive?
I don't know, why don't they?
Because it scares the crap out of their dogs. How do you know when it's been raining cats and dogs? When you step in a poodle. I will be playing the role of the teacher and Tate will be playing the student Johnny. Johnny, if I gave you two cats and another two cats and another two, how many would you have?
Seven.
No, listen carefully. If I gave you two cats and another two cats and another two, how many would you have?
Seven.
Let me put it to you differently. If I gave you two apples and another two apples and another two, how many would you have?
Six.
Good. Now if I gave you two cats and another two cats and another two, how many would you have?
Seven.
Johnny, where in the heck do you get seven from?
Because I already have a cat.
If you want to find out who loves you more, stick your wife and dog in the trunk of your car for an hour. When you open the trunk, who is happy to see you? For this joke, I will be playing Susan and Tate will be playing the lawyer. What is your fee?
$1,000 for 3 questions.
Wow, so much. Isn't it a bit expensive?
Yes. What is your 3rd question?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Two.
To who?
It's actually pronounced to whom. Hey, Tate, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us your favorite joke?
Yeah, so my favorite joke, it goes, so there's a man, and he goes to the doctor's office, and he's like, I think my wife is going deaf. How can I find out? And so the doctor says back to him, ask her a question from 15 feet, then 10 feet, then 5 feet. So he goes home, and he's like, okay, I'll try this out. He goes, and he's 15 feet away from his wife, and he's like, honey, what's for dinner? She doesn't reply, so he goes from 10 feet. Honey, what's for dinner? He doesn't hear a reply, so he goes from 5 feet away, and he's like, honey, what's for dinner? She replies and says, for the 3rd time, it's Mulligan.
What has 4 wheels and flies? A garbage truck. What is the resemblance between a green apple and a red apple? They're both red, except for the green one. What do you get when you cross a dyslexic, an insomniac, and an agnostic? Someone who lays awake at night wondering if there is a dog. A man is walking in the desert with his horse and his dog when the dog says,
I can't do this. I need water.
The man says, I didn't know dogs could talk. The horse says,
me neither.
How long is a Chinese man's name? No, it actually is. Hey, Dad, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us your favorite joke?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So, there were three ropes. They'd been traveling across the hot desert all day long. And finally, they rode into the dusty frontier town, dismounted from their horses in front of the saloon. And boy, were they thirsty. They're ready to go in and get some drinks when they noticed a sign posted on the door that said, "No ropes allowed." They were mighty discouraged. They didn't know what to do. They were thirsty. They hadn't had a drink all day long. Finally, one of them said, I'm so thirsty. I've got to go in and get a drink. So he pushed open the door, sauntered over to the bar, and sat down. I said, "Bartender, give me a cold one." The bartender reached under the bar, and as he did, he looked up and he said, "Hey, aren't you a rope?" He said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Well, we don't serve your kind in here. You're going to have to mosey on out of here." So discouraged, the rope left and told his other two friends what had happened. Now they're really discouraged, but thirstier than ever. When the second one said, "I've just got to have a drink. I'm going in." So he headed into the bar, sat down on the bar stool, pounded his fist on the counter, and said, "Bartender, give me a cold one." The bartender reached under the bar, and as he did so, he looked up and said, "Hey, aren't you a rope?" He says, "Well, yes, I am." And he said, "Well, we don't serve your kind here. You're going to have to mosey on out of here." He looked at him for a moment, and then he got up and left, discouraged. Went outside and told his other two friends what had happened, and they were mighty discouraged with the bigotry of this place. And they're about to turn their backs on the town, and finally the third one kind of perked up, and he unraveled the rope at the top of his head, hanging down, and put a loop in the middle of him and went on into the saloon. Sat up on the bar and said, "Bartender, give me a cold one." Bartender reached under the bar and as he pulled out a drink, looked up, said, "Hey, aren't you a rope?" He said, "Nope, I'm afraid not."
Woo! What do you call someone with no body and no nose? Nobody knows.
I will be playing an insurance clerk, and Tate will be playing Tyler. Where were you born, sir?
In the United States.
Okay, and which part?
My entire body.
So there was this man in Bulgaria who drove trains for a living. He loved his job. Driving a train had been his dream ever since he was a child. He loved to make the train go as fast as possible. Unfortunately, one day, he was a little too reckless and caused a crash. He made it out, but a single person died. Well, needless to say, he went to court over this incident. He was found guilty and was sentenced to death by electrocution. When the day of the execution came, he requested a single banana as his last meal. After eating the banana, he was strapped into the electric chair. The switch was flown, sparks flew, and smoke filled the air, but nothing happened. The man was perfectly fine. Well, at the time, there was an old Bulgarian law that said if a failed execution was a sign of divine intervention, so the man was allowed to go free. Somehow, he managed to get his old job back, driving the train. Having not learned his lesson at all, he went right back to driving the train with reckless abandon. Once again, he caused the train to crash, this time killing two people. The trial went much the same as the first, resulting in a sentence of execution. For his final meal, the man requested two bananas. After eating the bananas, he was strapped into the electric chair. The switch was thrown, sparks flew, smoke filled the room, and the man was once again unharmed. Well, this, of course, meant that he was free to go, and once again he somehow managed to get his old job back. To what should have been the surprise of no one, he crashed yet another train and killed three people, and so he once again found himself being sentenced to death. On the day of his execution, he requested his final meal, three bananas. You know what? No, said the executioner, I've had it with you and your stupid bananas and walking out of here unharmed. I'm not giving you a thing to eat. We're strapping you in and doing this now. Well, it was against protocol, but the man was strapped to the electric chair without a last meal. The switch was pulled, sparks flew, smoke filled the room, and the man was still unharmed. The executioner was speechless. The man looked at the executioner and said, Oh, the bananas had nothing to do with it. I'm just a bad conductor. Never criticize someone until you have walked a mile in their shoes. That way, when you criticize them, you'll be a mile away and you'll have their shoes. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? They have the same middle name. Sometimes I tuck my knees into my chest and lean forward. That's just how I roll. Two goldfish are in a tank. One looks at the other and says, You know how to drive this thing?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.